We are very pleased this morning to have Tricia Vermeersch from Family Home Health Services. Tricia is our Regional Development Director with Family. It's great to have you with us, Tricia.
Thanks for having me here today, Alan. It's my pleasure.
Tricia, can you give us an overview of Family Home Health Services?
Family Home Health Services is a Medicare-accredited home health care. It's a skilled home health care. That means we do skilled nursing, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. We have registered nurses and home health aides that see patients in their home. The majority of the patients that we see are probably over the age of 65 and have some difficulty getting out physically and need a little extra assistance. We have been around in Michigan since 2001 in our corporate office for all of the United States in downtown Plymouth, Michigan. We also have locations across Michigan, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Saginaw Bay City area, Troy, as well as locations in Indiana and Florida. So it really gives us a good opportunity, if there are any of the snowbirds listening that have the wonderful opportunity to go down to Florida, that we've actually been able to help care for our patients here while they're in Michigan, and then as they transition down to Florida, pick up their care when they get there.
So it sounds like you have, I'm guessing, several hundred employees, if not more?
Yes, I think you're about right, Alan. We're growing, which is fabulous to say, especially in this tough economy. But Family Home Health Services has been doing the right things for the patients. That's allowed us to stay in business by doing the right things for the patients, investing in the right technologies that we need to have, and the clinical training for our clinicians to do the right things. So we are growing right now.
Well, to be growing in this economy says a lot.
Yeah, it does. So it's really, you know, our pleasure and our goal to make sure that we are taking care of the patients the best way they need to be taken care of at home. Each patient is so unique. Each one has individual goals. It's up to our clinicians to help them meet those goals and figure out what they are.
Tricia, you're a regional development director. What does that entail?
I get the opportunity to work with our business development team in Eastern Michigan and in Indiana. The business development managers are the ones responsible for working with the skilled nursing facilities, the doctors, the hospitals, to make sure that their patients have the care that they need and deserve and have earned over the years. So I get to work with that team here in Southeast Michigan and Indiana.
And how did you become a part of Family?
I've had previous years of experience in home health care and also had an opportunity to work for a large house call practice. Family kind of came to me during my last career. And when I heard more about the company and more about the opportunity, it's actually been voted now 2 years running as one of the 101 best places to work for in Southeast Michigan. And that's voted by employees. It's truly a great company to work for that gives back to the communities it serves in, as well as those in need. So after learning more about the company, more about the different specialty programs Family had, this opportunity just made the right sense for where I was at in my life.
Our guest is Tricia Vermeersch from Family Home Health Services, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Tricia, let's talk more about the services that Family offers. What services are your nurses, your RNs, providing when they're in a home?
A lot of times our nurses are going out when a patient has a new medication or a medication change. That's actually a reason some people are surprised can qualify a patient to receive Medicare-covered home health services. If a patient has a wound or a new diagnosis, you know, maybe you're listening right now, and on Friday when you were at the doctor's yesterday, they told you that you now have CHF or congestive heart failure. And you're wondering, well, what does that mean for me? The doctor told me everything so fast, and now I'm sitting at home, and I don't know what to do. That's actually a great reason to call Family Home Health Services or the home care of your choice to have services provided. The nurses actually do a lot of education management and teaching, both for you, the patient, as well as the caregivers or the families that are involved. So those are some great reasons to have a skilled nurse come out to help you.
And so if I were to just call Family Home Health, you guys could just send a nurse out. Do you need anything else besides that?
We do. Under Medicare regulations, we need a physician's order. So what happens a lot of times is we'll have a patient that's heard of Family Home Health Services from a neighbor or a friend, and they'll give us a call and say, hey, this is what's going on with me, or this is what's going on with my loved one. Do you think this is something you could help with? At that point, we would work with the patient or the individual calling to obtain their doctor's information, whether it's their primary care physician that they work the most with, or maybe a specialist that they've been seeing lately. We call that physician and together kind of team up with their physician to get the care they need at home.
What about your physical therapist? What are the typical cases they might work with?
Our physical therapists a lot of times work with patients after a surgery. Maybe a patient's had a knee replacement or had hip surgery. They're going to actually go out there and help the patient get back to where they were, hopefully before the surgery. Our physical therapists also have a special tool that the company has invested in to help patients with neuropathy. Diabetes can cause some serious complications. One of those is neuropathy. And these patients have a difficult time with pain, a lot of times in their feet. Family Home Health Services has actually invested in a machine called Anodyne. The physical therapist takes that out to the patient's house, usually over a course of anywhere between 15 and 22 visits. And the physical therapist works with the patient for their neuropathy. It actually helps to decrease the pain, and it's an infrared light therapy. So by helping to increase the oxygen circulation, helps the patients decrease pain. So that's another way our physical therapists help patients at home. But if you have difficulty with balance, you're worried about falling, or maybe you've just got a new walker, and you're thinking, is it at the right height? Am I safe to walk around with this in my home? Those are all great reasons to call Family Home Health Services to have a physical therapist come out and evaluate you.
Tricia, you have occupational therapists. Can you explain first just what an occupational therapist does?
An occupational therapist a lot of times helps patients with energy conservation or helps patients get to the point where they can perform what we call ADLs or activities of daily living independently. This is bathing, showering, personal grooming. A lot of times you'll have a home health aide in the patient's home, and that's someone who will physically help with the bathing, the showering, and the grooming, but an occupational therapist to go in as well to help the patient be able to start to do that independently.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Tricia Vermeersch, a regional development director with Family Home Health Services. How about cost, Tricia? How are these services paid for?
Alan, we get that question all the time, whether, you know, we're out talking with the patient in the hospital or we have someone calling in or even the physicians asking us. This is a Medicare-covered benefit. So what that means is if you have Medicare, this is under Medicare Part A or your Part A coverage, that's what reimburses for this service. So home health care is under Medicare, it's covered. So we would bill Medicare just like your doctor would, and that's how we are reimbursed for the services. There are certain things by Medicare guidelines we have to do to make sure that you're eligible for the service. Our trained clinicians have that ability, and when they come out to evaluate you, they'll let you know if this is right for you.
If you meet the specific criteria.
Exactly. If you meet Medicare's criteria, that's our job to figure it out, not yours.
What mistakes do you see patients or families making regarding home care?
I think the biggest, and it's not necessarily even a mistake, it's just the undereducation. Being in the industry and seeing my family go through an opportunity to bring in home health care with my grandmother after she had her second hip surgery, and just kind of them not understanding what all resources were available. Luckily, since I work with home health care, I could help educate them on what services Mimi, that was what we called my grandmother, would be eligible for at home. Nursing, therapy definitely helped alleviate a lot of the stress that my family was going through. So I guess the biggest kind of, and like I said, it's not really a mistake. It's just the fact that we need to get the information about the home health benefit out there because this is something that we're all paying into right now. It's something that the listeners have paid into, meaning Medicare, over the course of their life. They've earned this and they deserve this. So I guess the biggest thing is just to get the word out about the services.
So how can people find out about home health services in general? How do they get educated?
You can go to the Medicare.gov website and find out more about home health cares in your area. Also how they compare to the national average on certain indicators. And it's going to give you a listing by zip code, by specialty, by services offered. Also to find out more about Family Home Health Services and the different programs and areas that we cover, you can go to www.fhenry.us to find out more as well.
Our guest is Tricia Vermeersch with Family Home Health Services, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Without any names, Tricia, can you share a favorite story about a particular success with a patient?
I think some of the biggest success with patients overall is really what we see in the caregiver or the family members. A lot of times our patients are also living with a spouse or a son or daughter that's trying to help with their care. And it's wonderful to see just the weight lifted off their shoulders when our nurses or our therapists or the home health aides are coming in and they have a clinician in the home, a compassionate clinician, listening to them as well and their needs. Also having the ability to send in social workers to help with resources in the area, whether it's set up Meals on Wheels or transportation needs. So I think one of the, to kind of talk general, it's been great to see the caregivers and the loved ones and just that weight lifted off their shoulder, knowing there's someone who is experienced in caring for people at home to be there to help them out.
Tricia, more personally, what do you like best about your job?
Helping people get what they need clinically in the home. Like I said, you know, the Medicare home health benefit is something that everyone over the age of 65 with Medicare has earned. This is something you deserve. Like I said, through my own experience with my family, it's been a blessing to see what an impact a nurse or a therapist coming into the home can really do. You know, when someone says, especially someone that's had at least 65 to 70 years experience in this world, it's been a blessing to see individuals that maybe thought they could never play golf again. 75-year-old patient never thought he could play golf again after a leg surgery. And the physical therapist was able to get them to meet their goals and get him back on the golf course. It's little things like that that when you kind of compile them, make a big difference. We want you to live your life the best that you can. And really, you know, another big piece of home health and the positives to it is to help stay out of the hospital. I don't know about you, but I would rather be at home than at the hospital any day. And another goal of home health is to keep patients at home and recovering at home and reduce the fact that you may have to go back in the hospital again.
Tricia, how can listeners get in touch with you or with Family Home Health Services?
That's a good question, Alan. We have a nurse or clinicians on call 24/7. And our office hours are 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. You can give us a call at 1-800-901-3447 and talk to our staff at the office, see if home care is something right for you. You can also visit us on our website at www.fhhs.us, or again, give us a call at the office, and we're happy to help answer your questions.
Tricia, thank you so much for being with us this morning. It's been a joy to speak with you.
Thank you, Alan and Sheila and Kim, for having me. It's been great seeing you guys.